Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monorail Rye. And joining me today is the one and the only River Guide Chris.
What's up, everybody?
You really had to hesitate on that one, didn't you?
I really had to hesitate.
That's right. It's just go ahead.
I was about to say hey howdy. Like, I don't know why, but your hey howdy hey got stuck in my head.
You can always say hey howdy hey. It's okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So it is just the two of us today. We are actually recording this directly after the episode that you heard last week with Megan and Molly, because Chris and I are both going to be out of town on, well, the week that you're hearing this, we're going to be out of town or doing
we'll both
something.
Be coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be coming back from Atlanta. Chris will be coming back from
Reno.
So we just decided, hey, let's just do two in a row. Let's knock them out and we'll be good to go. So here we are. Chris, you have Disney news that might be outdated by the time we get there. But you know what? We have Disney news.
That's A-okay. Yes, we do have Disney news. Some of the exciting Disney news, and let me pull this up. So Disney did a D23 Brazil. Now, I don't know if this is the first time they've ever done D23 outside of the United States, but it most certainly is the first time they've ever done it in Brazil. And with that, we got some news about both Villains Land and the new Cars attraction that I thought was kind of exciting. So
Tell us.
So Disney World confirms Twisted Villains Land to start construction very, very soon.
They're
so much fiendish
twist-
fun.
Sorry, they're calling it Twisted Villains Land?
I don't know that that's what they're calling it, but that is what this
article says.
Headline
okay.
is calling okay. it. D23 Brazil revealed some of the exciting new experiences to come, and in the process confirmed after several years of teasing, Villains Land is coming to Magic Kingdom Orlando. The experiences embark on an accelerated path. We don't need Josh's corporate speak. What I want is, there we go. Some of the villains that they include that are going to inspire this new land. Now, we still don't know what attractions are coming or anything like that, but you've got the Queen of Hearts, Jafar, the Evil Queen, Lady Tremaine,
Yzma.
Yes. So you know what's happening. You
like,
know
finally.
What's happening.
Hold the lumber crunk. Cruella de Vil, Captain Hook, Maleficent, Gaston. Ironically, they have the old hag, which is also the Evil Queen pictured here, but whatever. Mother Gothel, Ursula, Hades, and Chernabog. I believe I pronounced that correctly.
Chernabog, yeah.
Which is the devil character from Fantasia. Those are some exciting. And the way they describe it, and of course now I can't find it because that would be too easy, shows some of the fearsome characters that are inspiring the land. One of the speakers said that two of the attractions would be massive and so much fiendish fun. But basically the idea is that a curse has been spread over this part of the park. And that is where all the fiendish fun is coming from. Why we may not see any heroes of any sort in that area. So I am super excited. You know, any kind of release of any information towards Villains Land makes us all very excited because we've only been requesting it for how many years now?
Way too many.
The other big news that I saw that I was excited about. Now, as we are recording, I don't believe D23 Brazil is even over yet. They had one more day to go. But the other big news that I saw as of right now, they released a video that appears to confirm that the Cars ride that we're going to get is a trackless ride.
Okay.
So there will be no track of any sort, no slotted track, no bar along the ground. It appears to be completely trackless. Think Mickey and Minnie's or Rise of the Resistance.
Or Ratatouille. Interesting. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to do that because you would think they'd want this ride to be fast.
Right.
And I feel like, and I mean, I guess Rise does have spurts of being fast, but it's spurts. It's not like a longevity thing, which you would think with Cars, you would want that.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see how this goes. Because, yeah, this is a big step away from the usual car ride that Disney does. There, I mean, you started with the bar on the ground. Think Utopia. What do we call it at Disney World?
Oh my gosh, thanks, Chris.
Right.
Put me on the spot.
Sorry.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Tomorrowland Speedway. Thank you. Where you got that bar on the ground, so you can turn left, right, whatever, but you're stuck in that
You're
path.
smacking into that stupid bar the whole
You are.
time.
But you're on that ride path direction. And then when you look at Test Track and Radiator Springs Racers, it is what's called a slotted track. So there's a slot in the ground that the track follows, and that's somewhat of how you get that speed.
And that's
So
similar to
I'm
Dinosaur and Indiana Jones as well.
somewhat, yeah. So I'm really interested to see how that works out,
Me
being
too.
track
I would
limit.
have definitely thought it would have a slot, but I guess not.
Those are the big two Disney news things that I have for you right now. Some of you, like myself and Ryan, might be going, why did Brazil get its own D23?
That's what I'm curious, yeah.
The only thing I can think of is that Brazil has a very, very large population
They're getting
of.
a Disneyland.
We could only wish. But they have a very, very large population of Disney lovers. The Brazilian tour groups, I don't know if you, how often you had to deal with them, Ryan, but especially during my first college program, the Brazilian tour groups were out of control. They were
Yes.
massive. It
They
was
would take up a whole
crazy.
monorail.
One of my favorite memories still to this day. So we had, and I can't remember what the code was, but we had a point where it was like, okay, we have as many passengers as we can fit on the bus. Time to call for another bus. And these tour groups refuse to be split up, and they just have no concept of personal space. So as long as the bus was full of only Brazilians, like it looked like a can of sardines by the time you were done loading it. And they all were behind the yellow line, and you'd have like 75 to 100% of their tour group on one bus. Yeah, it was crazy. But so that's my big thing, I think, is just that Brazil has such a passion and love for Disney.
I wonder how long they've been doing that. You said it's
So
D23.
yeah, but this is the first, like it's stated as the first D23 Brazil event.
Okay.
So
All right.
a lot of what they got from what I saw was a lot of what we've already seen, what we already
Oh, yeah.
saw at DR23.
Yeah, the first thing that comes up, Disney reveals trackless all-terrain ride system for new Magic Kingdom cars.
Right?
Yep. That's gonna be interesting.
You have any Disney news, Ryan?
No, I have none. I did not
Okay.
get an email update this week, so
Oh, interesting.
nothing for me. All
Then
right.
my only other thing before you get started is I'm going to do a quick shout out. I don't know if they're actually going to be listening to this podcast or this episode of the podcast, but I did just hear from some friends of mine, Ben. We were both bus greeters, and then we were roommates when I extended. His family actually just commented that they were going to go and listen to our podcast, so I wanted to say hi to Chris and Jeff and Ben and Brad.
Hi,
So
Ben's family.
the whole family.
I'm waving. You can't see it.
He is waving. They are an amazing group of people. I absolutely love them. They, Chris, Ben's mom, and Jeff, his dad, anytime they came down to visit, they just kind of took us all in and treated us like family. And so it was great to hear from them. And I'm super excited that, they're going to be listening now. So,
Awesome.
yeah. All right, let's get to it.
Let's get to it. This week, we are literally just going to do a little get to know Ryan and Chris episode. So I have a spinner wheel, and it has just different things that we have to answer. And we'll do maybe 10 or 15 and save some for another time, maybe. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Awesome. So let's go ahead and spin the wheel. Here we
Hey,
go.
Ryan.
Yeah, Chris.
I can't see the wheel.
What? You can't see the wheel?
No.
I shared my screen.
I saw whatever you were shopping for, but I don't see the wheel.
There.
There we
Now do you
go.
see it?
Yep.
Okay. I was shopping for a camera charger because I don't know where my wall break
Oh,
is.
no.
It's fine. Everything's fine. All right. So our first question is sequels or originals? So this goes basically like, would you rather see Disney have more sequels from what they already have, or would you rather have more Disney original movies without any sequels at all?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like the video I sent you earlier today already answers that question. I am very much pro original content. Sequels are not a bad thing by any means, but I'm really tired of seeing
Toy Story 5,
Toy Story 5
Frozen
or
3.
Lion King live action or like.
I think that's the thing that really gets me the most is these live actions. It's like The Lion King has a place and it has a reputation for a reason. Stop beating it. I
Like,
don't understand.
am I excited to see Mufasa?
Yes, but
Yes.
I would rather it be cartoon than live action.
Well, yes, absolutely. But ignoring the fact that we're quote unquote live actioning that movie, yes, it's still IP that we already know, but it's at least a new story.
Right. And I think that's where it comes in for me. Like, I am all for originals. However, there are some sequels that I think are far superior than the original. Like
Oh, absolutely.
Incredibles 2, I will watch that all day, every day over Incredibles 1. Toy Story, like that whole sequel, except for 4, like I could watch 1 and 2 back to back to back to back to back. 3, I do love 3, but it's not my favorite. And then like the Cars, you know how I feel about Cars 3. Cars 3 is like my favorite Pixar film that's like more new age versus, of course, Toy Story is always going to be like my classic original favorite. But
Right.
Cars 3 brought that whole story full circle. And so that's where I like my sequels. I also like my prequels. Like with Cruella De Vil, we kind of got a prequel to 101 Dalmatians. I got that backstory. Same thing with Maleficent. I
Right.
kind of like getting the backstories with the prequels, but I am ready for some more original content.
And I think that's it, ignoring live actions that are prequel material or such, DeVille, Maleficent, etc., those that give us Mufasa, that give us backstory, or give us a different perspective, I'm excited for. Sequels. There are definitely some sequels that I absolutely love. You named a lot of the great ones there. So I don't have an issue with sequels. I just feel that that's all the Mouse House is producing lately.
Yeah. And also, you have to learn when to cut the line. Like, I truly feel like Toy Story 5 is only happening because Toy Story 4 was a total bust. Even though it has great, like, it did well in the box office, but I don't think it did well beyond that. Like, I obviously, we can't see what Disney Plus sees. We don't get to see their logistics behind that and their numbers. But I can guarantee it's probably not very much. Like, it's not a highly streamed movie. Good answers, Chris. Good answers.
Good answer, Ryan. Good
Let's
answer.
thank you. Let's spin and see what else we get on here. Ooh, scariest Disney ride. This can be something that is still live, or it could be something that we no longer have. I have
For
two.
me, I think the scariest Disney ride is Expedition Everest.
Really?
And not because I find the ride itself scary, but because I find the idea of being evac'd when you're on the giant lift hill absolutely terrifying. And that's because I've worked that ride. And so I know the process that goes into evacuating somebody off the big lift hill.
Okay.
And it's very safety intensive because it is such a large drop. And it is, I mean, yeah. So for me, Expedition Everest is my scariest because of the possibility of being evac'd off of the main lift hill.
Fair enough. Okay, so I'm going to give you a Disneyland and I'm going to give you a Disney World.
Okay.
My Disneyland, Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage.
I was just thinking the same thing.
It's just that claustrophobia and like all the smells
Yep.
of all the people that have been walking around the park all day
Oof.
long for 20 some odd minutes.
People complain about people not wearing deodorant at Walt Disney World, but try being stuck in the submarine with them.
It's not something that I ever wish to ever do again.
Yeah.
And then at Disney World, I think it's Winnie the Pooh.
Really?
It creeps me out. I don't like the trippy,
I was gonna
like
say it is kind of trippy.
it's too trippy for me. It's not like I will do it. It doesn't it, in that aspect, it doesn't scare me. Like, but the story is just creepy to me. I don't like the story along with it and the paintings and
Okay.
I don't know. It's just, I'm like, okay. So that's where I'm at with that.
Gotcha.
Next question. I spun the wheel early so we don't have a weird pause.
Yeah, there it is.
It's Fave Princesses, and I feel like we've had a whole episode on this, but
Yes.
we'll just kind of reiterate. Go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead and go first because I know that our favorite princess is gonna be the same.
Yeah, so it's
So.
Tiana. It's Tiana. Hello, she's amazing. I love her movie. I love what she stands for. She's all about working her tail to the bone, and she's got a goal in life. She does have a prince, obviously, but that was never part of her plan. And I just think that this movie is awesome. I think she's amazing. She can
She's
cook,
also just
you
so
know?
much fun to meet.
Yes, she is one of the best meet and greets.
I have never had a bad meet and greet with her, whether in the parks or on the cruise ship
Yeah.
or like.
I proposed to her and she let me down very nicely. She
She
said
did.
she was married to Naveen and she couldn't, but she was very honored that I proposed. So, you know.
Yep. So,
All right.
yeah, no, everything you said, I completely agree with. If I had to choose a different princess, it would be Belle. Which I've talked about in our princess episode. So,
Yeah, I think for my second, it would either be Anna or Cinderella just because, well, Rapunzel's up there too, though.
it's fair.
But I feel like meet and greet Anna is like probably my favorite.
Yes.
And then maybe Cinderella. I've had really good interactions with Cinderella and like some mediocre ones, but for the most
You
part, they're pretty
know
good.
which princess is never going to end up in a favorite princess contest?
Sleeping Beauty.
Snow
Snow
White.
White, just kidding.
I was like, Claire will fight you over Sleeping Beauty,
I
but
know. I
Snow
don't
White
care
will never
for
be there.
Sleeping
I'm
Beauty,
not
but
super fond of Aurora either, but I understand
yeah.
Claire's reasoning.
Here's a girl that sleeps for 50 of the
Percent of the movie.
115 minutes. Yeah. Underrated movie. Do you have a favorite underrated movie?
Treasure Planet. 100%.
Really?
Like, off top of my head, I love Treasure Planet. I've always enjoyed pirate stories anyways and pirate films. I have actually read Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island. So I love Treasure Planet. And I do think that movie is way underrated and there's so much more they could do like in the parks and sequel. Here I am saying I'm wishing for a sequel, but
Yeah.
and I'm sure you were probably expecting me to say Goofy Movie, but I feel like Goofy Movie has had this resurgence
That's
where
not
I
what I was thinking you were gonna say, to be honest.
don't feel it's as underrated as it used to be. Now
Yeah,
I'm
I
curious what you
agree.
thought I was gonna say.
I thought you were gonna say Emperor's New Groove.
Well, that's another one that I'm like the resurgence amongst the fans.
I know.
Disney let it be underrated, but the fans are like, watch this.
And I mean that's probably my most underrated just because I grew up with that one. I've always had like a soft spot for it. Yzma is my favorite villain. And I'll be honest, if it wasn't for Yzma, it probably would not be on my list.
Right. I mean, it's a great buddy comedy, but like Yzma definitely makes that movie.
Yes, absolutely. And she's
But
also what's that lady's name in Holes? She's like it's the same actress.
Madame Zeroni.
Yeah, Madame Zeroni is the same actress.
Yes. I forgot about that.
I also learned another fun one, but I'm saving it for a game day that I can't tell you. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah. All right, if we could bring back one attraction, what would it be? I think this is hard.
This one is hard. So, as I've told you, I was not a Disney family growing up. Like, I'd been 4 or 5 times to Disneyland and literally only once to Disney World before my college program. So, whereas friends like Ben or either of the Megans would have like a list because they got to go to Disney so much and they got to experience attractions that are no longer there. For me, I've only lost a few attractions and none that like. I'm trying to think of something that I would absolutely want to bring back. Do you have one?
Mine isn't an attraction as so much a land.
Okay.
Bring back Toontown to Disney World.
Okay. I was really expecting Ellen's Energy Adventure, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, but they replaced that with such a good ride. Again, Ellen's has a special place in my heart, Chris, because that's another place where we had our hearts to hearts, and like
And
you and
more
I have great
importantly,
memories
sobered
on
up.
that. Yes, but it's one that like. I'm not mad with what they replaced it with.
Right, like I hate to say it, I wasn't overly sad to see it go.
Correct. So yeah, Toontown is what I would bring back. But if you don't have one, that's fine. We'll just move on to the next one.
Sorry, as I said in the last episode, I have a cold. I was coughing. But yeah, no, I don't have one off top of my head. If I come up with something, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. You can Google it
But
while we're
that's kind of what I was doing.
were you?
Yeah.
Best Disney snack.
Ooh, tough to be a bug. No, just kidding.
Haha.
No, my we all know that I'm, pro Dole Whip. I absolutely love my Dole Whip, Dole
We're
Whip float.
so basic with our answers,
We
Chris,
really are.
when it comes to snacks.
Dole Whip float, Dole Whip float with rum, anything Dole Whip, I absolutely love.
So,
Although the second one that popped in my head was definitely the cheeseburger spring roll.
okay. So I think this depends on what park I'm in. So if I'm in Epcot, Mickey pretzel and cheese, like don't care, just simple, something super simple. And that's not the countries. That's like Future World. Okay. I'll always go Mickey pretzel. If I'm in Hollywood Studios, I don't know why. Because Hollywood Studios is not the hottest park, but I always feel hot in there. And every time I see the Mickey ice cream bar, I'm like, I need one right now at Hollywood Studios. And then if I'm at Magic Kingdom, I just want a Casey's hot dog and a Coke.
Okay, that's
I
fair.
don't know why.
With your comment about World Showcase, it's definitely a Schaffenhofer and a pretzel,
Oh,
like
yeah.
100%. And then as for lost Disney attractions, you know what I would bring back that I never got to experience that I want to is the
What?
studio backlot tour.
I know, I never experienced that either. Or the Osborne lights. So,
Yes.
yeah. And honestly, another one, and again, what we gained, I understand. Lights, Motor, and Action
Yes.
was also a phenomenal
I am glad that I got to experience
attraction.
that one.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm happy we have Slinky Dog in Toy Story Land.
Oh,
But
absolutely.
would you rather have spontaneous meet and greets or wait in a line?
Well, this is why I say Disneyland is better, amongst
We
many other reasons.
we're on the same
Spontaneous meet and
page.
greets,
Yes.
always.
Always, because it's just so much more. It's so weird. It's more personable.
It
Like,
is.
I don't know why, like a spontaneous meet and greet where they just come up to you or you go up to them is so much more personable than when you're waiting in line and you actually get them to yourselves. But I think it's because that magic aspect is there.
It's definitely the magic. I understand if you have to wait in line for a, so like it's spontaneous that they're just out on Main Street USA, but you have to wait in line because they're being surrounded by people or whatever.
Right.
And it's kind of one of the reasons that like that's funny. The next question is best Marvel superhero. And I was gonna say it's kind of Marvel Land is kind of that way where it's like, hey, you spontaneously see a superhero, and then it's like a massive line or crowd that you have to wait in to actually like get to see them and talk to them.
Yes. But
But
when they're walking to and from their locations, they will just have a conversation with a random guest as well.
absolutely.
And I mean, we've seen that on TikTok, we've seen that on Reels, we've seen that everywhere.
So one of my favorites, and I'm 95% sure this happened at Walt Disney World before they went to strictly lined, specific meet and greet spots. But we were at Disney World. I swear it was Disney World. We were in on Main Street USA, either way, by the partner statue, and we ran into Captain Hook. And my mother is a photographer, and she had her Canon camera with her. And Hook made a huge deal about her like pointing a cannon at us as she was
Oh,
taking our picture.
that is funny. That's
Right.
funny. Yes.
All right. Best Marvel superhero.
There's another question on here, and if we get it, it's going to make more sense. So to me, I'm going on the actual superhero and their abilities versus the movie, right? So like the
Okay.
other question on here later, if we get to it, is best Marvel movie. To me, the superhero that's the best is Iron Man.
Okay.
I think between like, okay, number one, super genius. Number two, awesome suit that's like made of iron, right? Basically indestructible. He sacrifices himself, even though he knows, like, he knew the outcome of Endgame, right? He knew he
Right.
was going to die, and he accepted that. So I've always thought Iron Man was the best superhero when it comes to Marvel. And Robert Downey Jr. I mean, come on.
Love RDJ. See, it's funny because I was thinking more best Marvel superhero to meet.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because per usual, finish each other's sandwiches. I love Iron Man as a character, like as a character, he is my favorite Marvel superhero, followed very closely by Spider-Man. Like it is as a movie character, Iron Man is my go-to. Favorite Marvel superhero to meet, though, that I've had the ch privilege and chance to meet so far, Spider-Man. Like, hands down, Spidey was the best meet and greet with a Marvel character that I've had.
Or Cap.
Yes.
Okay. You haven't met Deadpool yet either, so that's another
I have
reason.
not met Deadpool yet. I mean, that would definitely be my number one.
Yeah. Our next question, Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon?
Well, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, so I know that we're going to be split on this one.
I'm the unpopular opinion.
Which I think is weird because I really do love both those water parks. For me, it's Typhoon Lagoon. I love the wave pool. It used to be Typhoon Lagoon because I loved the wave pool and I loved the swimming with the sharks, the snorkeling thing there.
Yeah, that gave me almost a panic attack, so
Okay, see, that's fair. And
don't
I
love it.
completely understand why we got rid of the snorkeling. Unfortunately, guests weren't following directions and it was becoming harmful for the animals. I understand why we got rid of it. At the same time, it reminds me of that, paved over paradise to build a parking lot song, because literally they paved over that and built a place for chairs. And that's literally what it is now. It's just a place to sit.
Which it's interesting because they still do snorkeling in Alani,
Right.
but I guess they respect it more. So yeah,
Probably.
when I did the snorkeling, I unlocked a new fear. I had no idea that that would like cause like claustrophobia. Like I felt like I couldn't breathe. I just yeah, I literally like put my head up and I'm like I walked out. I was like I can't do this.
Ryan is not going to be somebody I go scuba diving with. Good to
Correct. Yep.
know.
And that being said, Blizzard Beach is where I'm at.
Yep.
I think I did more Blizzard Beach trips during our program, and I think one of which was with you.
Yep.
And so I think just because that's the first one I went to, and like you telling me the story of like, oh, it's supposed to be like a melted ski resort. And I was like, oh, and I don't know. I also like Summit Plummet.
Yes.
And, I like it better. I know it's simple, but.
If it weren't for the wave pool, I love the wave pool at Typhoon Lagoon. And I love some of the more group, like the multi-person slides where you're going down as a group rather than by yourself. But I really do love Blizzard as well. Summit Plummet, it is such a good, they're both such great water parks.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
Best attraction at Disneyland, not California Adventure, but Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland specifically. Ooh. It's funny, two immediately jumped to my mind.
Matterhorn, one of them.
Matterhorn was one of them and Indiana Jones was the other, but
Oh,
truthfully,
really?
I know, right? But that might just be because I'm heartbroken over a dinosaur. But truthfully, my favorite best attraction at the Disneyland Resort is Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think that's a very solid choice.
Always and forever.
Yeah, I think Matterhorn is my number two. And
Okay.
I did when we went in August, they redid the track. It's a little smoother now. Did not break my back. And then my other one is seriously Space Mountain. I think Space Mountain at
Oh,
Disneyland is superb. Like it is
yes.
smooth. It's fun. As long as it's not hyperspace. We've talked about that too.
We've
I am
talked
not
about
a
that. Yep.
hyperspace guy. But I think Space Mountain at Disneyland is so top tier, it's not even funny.
I do love Space Mountain at Disneyland over Space Mountain at Walt Disney World by
Yes.
far.
I'm still waiting for them to redo the track.
Right. As for me, the. I love that this is the next question.
I
Best
know, this
attraction
is
at Walt Disney World.
hilarious.
As for me, Pirates of the Caribbean, part of it is the extra drop. Part of it is the Blue Bayou. Like, there's just the theming is superb. The track is fantastic. You've got that extra drop. You've got the extra ambiance, all of that. I love Pirates at Disneyland. Okay, so which park at Walt Disney World?
I mean, this is the whole thing, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to go each park, you can go each park.
Do you want to go each park?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Start with animal.
Start with animal. Ooh. No, I'm still gonna have to Collie River Rapids, and of course that is because that was my main attraction. I'm also a fan of water rides, so but I love Collie. I love the story behind Collie. I love the how close so many of the animals are. You've got the white-cheeked gibbons, you've got the starts with an S, this type of ape that I can't think of the name of. When I Google it here in a few minutes, I will let you all know. You've got the Maharaja Jungle Trek right next door. Like, I just, Collie River Rapids is one of my favorites.
I am between two, Expedition Everest, obviously.
Obviously.
But I think if I was going to walk into Animal Kingdom and I had to choose one ride, go in, go out, it's Kilimanjaro Safari.
Okay.
And I
Yep,
mean,
absolutely.
the other honorable mention would be Flight of Passage, but I seriously would probably do Everest before I did Flight of Passage. I don't know
Right.
why. I guess it's more my style.
Everest was my second one. That was where I like had to hardcore pause for a second because I was like,
Yeah.
both my rides. I love both my rides. And it is the Saimang Apes. So
There you go. All right, Epcot.
with the understanding that I have not had the opportunity to ride Cosmic Rewind, as of right now, my favorite attraction at Epcot is and has always been Spaceship Earth because I am a nerd.
All right. Mine is Cosmic Rewind because I have done it and it's phenomenal.
I have a feeling once I've done Cosmic Rewind, like nothing will ever
No, it's so
match.
good. It's so good. And
So.
like I said, and I think we said this too in the podcast before, like I would love to ride it without music and see if I feel the same way.
Would be interesting, yeah.
Because I don't think I would. I don't think I would love it as much without the music.
We'll have to get you some earplugs or something.
No, I'm not gonna just. Do you know how long I'm gonna have to wait for that? I am not wearing earplugs. If I can go on and on and on, then maybe one time I'll do it, but
We'll get you a lightning lane as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Studios.
Studios, yes.
I'm
Rock
going
and
to call
Roller
Studios.
Coaster.
Tower of Terror.
Really? Over Rockin'?
Yes. I love Rockin'. It is by far one of my favorite roller coasters ever. I'm still not over the claustrophobia I got of being stuck in
Fair
the
enough. The
alley
alley.
garage area. So I always get a little hesitant. Like, I always will ride Rockin' any day, all day, every day. But there's always that little bit of panic as I pull the chest restraint down.
Yeah.
Also, we've had so many fun shenanigans on Tower.
We have. We got in trouble for it, but that's a story for
Well,
another time.
I was gonna say that's a whole different story.
Yeah. But I mean, Tower's probably. See, Hollywood has so many good rides. It's so
It
hard.
does.
Like, I love Midway Mania. If I just want to, like, have a mind. Well, not a mindless game, but, like, a game. Or a ride, not necessarily a game. A ride where I don't really have to, like, worry about being whipped around or, like, you know, if I just want more of a mellow type game, that's still not. Mellow. I don't know. It's hard to explain. People who have done it understand what I'm saying.
Exactly.
It's just a fun one. It's competitive. It's not like, again, anyone can do it, right? Like, people who don't
Yes.
ride rides will do Midway Mania.
There's
So
no
that's
height
like,
restriction. There's no, I mean, like,
yeah.
or a very small height restriction. I'd have to actually go look. But
Tower of Terror is a great one for those who want the thrill. It has a great storyline. But Rock and Roller Coaster, I've said this before too. I have Cedar Point in my backyard, right? It's an hour and a
yep.
half, 2 hours away. Rock and Roller Coaster is one of the best roller coasters I have ever ridden in my life. So that's why it's number one for
Absolutely.
me.
For me, I think Tower of Terror, especially in the evening,
Oh, yeah.
at night, at the dark, is just so phenomenal. You get that amazing view of the park. It's, all lit up. I do love the thrill. I also love Tower because it's, well, now with Guardians being in
Land.
California Adventure, so
Yeah.
and being the original, it has that randomized. You never really know what you're gonna get
Yes.
experience. So,
I will also say, though, take the music out of Rock and Roller Coaster, I might feel differently.
absolutely.
Again, it's all those little aspects that make these rides what they are. And that's
Well, and
why
that's what
Disney does so well. I mean, they
I was gonna say.
just.
That's what makes Disney Disney is all the little things that your brain recognizes, like subconsciously, that you don't even recognize consciously. Like,
Yes.
The smell of popcorn or cookies as you're walking down Main Street. The smell of the sweet orange smell as you're doing
Zorin.
Soren, thank you, because like I just
I was
blinked
gonna
all of
say
a
the
sudden.
dirt smell, but that's
The dirt smell as well, yes.
when you're going through Africa and you see the elephants.
So,
Which
the
I'm glad
fact
they
that
went with the dirt smell. Just saying.
yes.
Over other smells they could have chosen.
Truth. The animal prints and the circus train prints that you see in, and
Animal
I just,
Kingdom.
no, I was gonna say Magic Kingdom at not Fantasyland, but the circus. Why am I blanking?
Oh,
Where
just the
Dumbo is.
circus.
Like, there's a name for it, but yeah, like in that area. So, or in Animal Kingdom, the animal tracks that you see. Like, there's
Or the
so much to.
bicycle tire tracks, or yeah.
Exactly. There's so much to Disney that you don't necessarily recognize. And taking that moment to stop, slow down, and think about it and look at it.
And finally,
So.
Magic Kingdom.
Ooh. I'm going old school here since it no longer exists.
Splash Mountain.
Splash.
That's what mine is too. And I mean, it might change when we get to ride Tiana's. I don't think it's going to, because the heart and soul of that ride is still there with a different storyline. And we both love Tiana, as we've already mentioned in this exact episode.
Right.
I don't see it losing rank for us,
But
but.
again, story, it's going to be different. There's going to be things that are missing that we're used to seeing. It's not going to end with zippity-doo-dah. So who knows? It very well could change.
There's not going to be thorn bushes for me to be afraid of
Right.
irrationally. Do I need to get into that story on this episode?
Have we ever actually told that story, or do we just keep
No,
referencing it
we
and
keep
never?
referencing it.
I feel like
So
you probably do need to.
here's the story behind the briar bushes or the thorn bushes. Growing up, my mom had rose bushes out in our front flower bed. And my grandma came over one day and she looked at my mom and said, Pam, you need to cut those bushes back or they're going to grow through your house. I was like maybe 8 years old when she said this. And I had a recurring nightmare for years, that the thorn bushes grew to the size of the briar bushes at Splash Mountain, breaking through the windows of my house, breaking through the doors of my house, swallowing my family whole, and then I would wake up. And this was also the exact same time for those 90s babies. If you remember having fire safety in school, where you had to have a meetup place when if your house would catch on
Yep.
fire, and ours was our mailbox. So I remember in my dream too, I ran to the mailbox, and my parents were sitting on the back lot line, like our backyard, in baseball chairs, watching the thorn bushes take over our house. And I yelled at them, saying, "We need to get to the mailbox. That is our meeting place." And my parents said, "Ryan, the bushes aren't going to grow any bigger than the lot. So just relax." And I said, "No, we need to go to the mailbox." And I went to the mailbox. And I remember running to the mailbox and seeing my parents getting eaten whole by the rose bushes. So
Okay, you've never told me that part of the story, so wow.
that is the story. And it's still my favorite ride.
It's still his favorite ride, and I mean, you're now married, so it doesn't matter, but I always had this dream for Ryan of getting proposed to on Splash Mountain.
Yeah, well, I proposed, so there you go.
You still could have done it on Splash.
Yeah, but
Where did you propose?
in our living room.
Okay.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know, so I was like, I'm gonna ask.
Yep, simple, sweet. All right, let's do maybe two more.
Sounds good.
All right, awesome. Scariest Disney villain.
Scariest Disney villain. Ooh.
Yes. I think mine's Frollo.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, he has no mercy. He's just willing to kill you. He puts a child in a cell, basically, for his entire life. Scary
Right, and now I've
dude.
got Hellfire stuck in my head.
Yeah, wouldn't want to mess with that guy.
Yeah, no, Frollo is definitely a scary one. Oh my gosh. I had an answer to this at one time, and now I can't think of what it was.
Chernabog.
Yeah, Chernabog. No, I think young me would definitely say Cruella.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, she was
I
terrifying as a
remember.
child.
Didn't she? I remember Oh, you know what part terrified me during that movie was when she was like, she grabbed the at the fireplace, like the stick, the pick stick
Okay,
at
yep.
the fireplace. I remember like I would walk away from the TV at that point.
No, I can, I don't know, it's hard for me, like there are so many that I used to be scared of as a kid that now are like on my favorite
Yes.
character list.
But again, Cruella is because of the prequel, right? Like, I don't feel like we would like Cruella if it wasn't for the prequel.
Yeah, I don't know that Cruella would even be on my favorite character list per se. So, but as a kid, she definitely scared me. Another one that sort of scared me as a kid that I now absolutely love would be Hades.
Hades is a good one,
Yeah.
yeah.
And then Scar, of course, is,
Oh, Scar is scary, yeah.
not so much that he's scary, but that, again, us 90 babies are traumatized every time we watch him kill his brother. So.
Sure are. All right, next question. We don't have to end on this one. I don't know if this is going to be a good one to end on or not, but neither of us have tattoos. But this was saying if we had a Disney tattoo, what would it be?
So, I have a couple of tattoos I want to get. And one that I've thought about getting, I haven't done it and I probably won't. But at one point, I thought about actually getting my Walt Disney World name tag, my
Oh.
like Christopher University of Nevada, Reno name tag, tattooed on my wrist.
I like that actually. That's a great idea.
So.
So, the one that I have been wanting that I have not done, I've seriously wanted this since prior to our program. Like, I was in college still, probably, I still was in the dorms. I was either a freshman or a sophomore. I've always wanted the Pixar lamp on me. I don't know why, but I've never found the actual design that I want. But when Justin and I just went to Disneyland, the Pixar Place Hotel has kind of like an etched drawing of it
Okay.
on the side of the parking garage that I love it, and I really am like contemplating doing it.
Nice. I
I mean,
love
it's
that.
been over 10 years that I've been thinking about this tattoo, so I think maybe it needs to happen. But
I love
all right,
that.
well, let's make it full circle because this was the next one.
There we go.
Best Marvel movie.
For me, it's Iron Man, and it's more of a nostalgia thing.
Okay.
Iron Man obviously was the first movie in the MCU. But it's also the first movie that pulled me really into Marvel superheroes. Before that, like my dad was a big Batman fan, so like I knew Batman, I knew Superman, I knew Spider-Man, which of course is Marvel, not DC, but like that was the only Marvel character I knew. And like Iron Man, I guess that's not 100% true, Fantastic X, but Iron Man's what pulled me into the superhero genre and into like really enjoying the Marvel movies.
Fair enough. I think mine is the original Avengers because that's kind of the start of like the whole bringing it, like uniting everything together. You know, like you had Iron Man, you had Captain America, you had, well, you didn't have Spider-Man until way later,
Way
but you
later, but
had all these different stories and then
the
you bring
Hulk
them,
and yeah.
yeah, you bring them together and it's like, oh, okay. And you kind of get more respect for the characters that you necessarily didn't love as much.
Right, absolutely.
Like, will I go and watch Incredible Hulk? No. But, like, I got to know a little bit more about the Hulk through the Avengers.
Right.
So I think that's why. I think Avengers, the original, is
No,
my fave.
that's a good one. I like that.
But, you know, Tom
Awesome.
Holland's up there for me too with
Oh,
Spider-Man.
yes, absolutely.
All right, let's see. We have four more. Should we just do them?
You just want to do them?
Let's just do them.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Which ride would you most like to be evicted from? Evac'd. Not
Evicted from.
evicted. Which ride would you most like to be evac'd from?
If I'm being evicted from the ride, obviously it's Haunted Mansion, but. This changes for me depending on the day, depending on the ride. We always joked that we wanted to be evac'd off of Splash. I have been evac'd off a dinosaur. Don't know. What do you think?
So I have always wanted to be evac'd from a boat ride. I don't know why. I think just like the like to see people trying to get from the boat and not hit the water and go on to like Land. I don't know why that just sounds really hilarious to me. So honestly, mine is it's a small world. But the problem with it is how long am I going to be sitting there listening to that song before they decide to get me off the boat?
Right.
And so then I think Haunted Mansion.
I could be evac'd from a haunted mansion. I'd enjoy that. I will tell you, as somebody who has had to evac boat rides, Kali River Rapid, but still, I mean, one, all the water drains out, but two, it is a process and not necessarily the most fun process.
Yeah.
So it depends on where in the ride you're at.
It's
For me, I think if I was choosing any ride right now, I think it's Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
really
Yeah. Like, I know
why?
it'd be an easy evacuation, but it's one of those, like, I want to see the backstage scenes and the backstage of that ride.
Okay. All
So.
right. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of funny. Like the ones I want to be evac'd from are the w rides that I just don't care for.
Right. I mean, honestly, I will
Don't
be
evac me
happily.
from space. Don't evac me.
I was gonna say, I'll happily be evac'd from any ride out there,
Yeah.
except for
My
Expedition Everest.
goal in life is to be evac'd from a ride. I don't care which one it is.
Yeah, just not Expedition Everest, at least not the lift hill.
Yeah. My next question, well, the next question the wheel gave us is itinerary or go with the flow for a park day?
Ooh.
And this changes, right? So, like,
It does.
when we did our program and we had Fast Pass and we could get Fast Passes, right? Then you have an itinerary because you're like, okay, I want to do this ride, this ride, this ride. And you kind of go with the flow in between, right? Now you have
Right.
to pay for Lightning Lane. So you can still have like a bit of an itinerary, but it still go with the flow. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of hard to make that decision. And I also think it depends on how long you're there, right? So like if you know I have 4 days at four different parks, you almost need an itinerary. If you have 8 days at four different parks, you can definitely do go with the flow.
Well, and it's funny because I was gonna say, and again, this goes back to Ben and the Kosas family. I was very much a go with the flow person when I had access to the park every single day whenever I wanted, because I knew that, oh, if I don't get to Space or I don't get to Splash or I don't get to Everest today, I absolutely will get back to it tomorrow and get to go. And Ben's family is the kind of family that they literally will go from park open to about lunchtime. Sometimes they'll grab lunch in the park, sometimes they'll grab lunch at a resort, and then they go and chill at the pool. And I have always been a go, go, go kind of person. So hanging out with the Costas family, having to learn how to, like, hey, we're going to go back to the hotel and either take a nap or go have a cocktail by the pool or go for a swim or whatever. Like, it changed the way that I vacation. On the other hand, again, I've only got 4 days. I'm only here. I've got four parks, 4 days, and I know I'm not getting back for at least a year. Like, I am very much an itinerary. Like, I have to hit this, 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 and this. Like, these are the priorities. So.
I agree. All right. Best Disney soundtrack.
This just isn't fair.
Why?
There's so many.
I know.
Aladdin, absolutely love the Aladdin soundtrack. Hercules, absolutely love the Hercules soundtrack. Does A Whole New Sound count as a soundtrack?
I mean, I guess I'm thinking like more from the movie.
Okay, I was like, because like I will go with A Whole New Sound if
I
that
mean, I
counts as
would
a
too, yeah,
soundtrack.
but no.
From a movie, I'm stuck between Aladdin or Hercules.
Mine's Lion King.
That is another great one.
Yeah, I just feel like those are the ones that as soon as it comes on, I'm like, let's turn the volume to max and let's just jam out. So.
See, and I'm the car karaoke doing all the parts by myself as I'm driving solo down the road with
Yep.
like Aladdin and A Whole New World. And so definitely, but no, I love the Lion King soundtrack as well. Anything that has a lot of great bangers and not
Yep.
a lot of, like, I love the car soundtrack, but there's so many just instrumental songs.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but like if you think about Lion King, right? It's the same composer. It's always the same songwriter.
Yes.
And like Cars, it's always someone different. It's not the same.
Which I don't hate, but like I said, there's so many instrumental on like the Cars soundtrack.
Yes.
It's not one that I have to pull my favorites off that and put it in a playlist. I can't just listen to
Right.
that
That's,
soundtrack.
I agree. All right, and look at this. We're going to end our second podcast in a row on a negative note. So, least favorite Disney movie. See, I think mine's a Pixar movie, though. I don't know if I have a least favorite Disney movie.
Yeah, I gotta pull a list of Disney movies.
I
Like,
know
I'm
I got
like,
to go on Disney Plus
what am I
now.
hating right now?
Let's get on Disney Plus. If I had to choose a Pixar, it's The Good Dinosaur, because it's just fake. Lion King is all it
So much agreement.
is.
Not necessarily fake Lion King, but that I am not fond of the Good Dinosaur. And I am doing the exact same thing you are,
Wow, I
except that.
just. It's hard. Like, okay, honestly, I'm not a huge Alice in Wonderland fan.
Okay, fair.
It's a little trippy. Like, a lot of it doesn't really make sense. If I'm going to say favorite Disney movie, it's this one right here, Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6 is
I
fantastic.
love that movie.
And the fact that like Disney did it and not Marvel. All
You mean
right,
Pixar or
I gotta
Marvel?
get.
Either one, really, because it kind of could go with any of them.
Well, yeah, I could go with any of them, but Big Hero 6 being technically a Marvel type franchise.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what? I'm going to get some hate for this.
Yeah, you are.
The Nightmare Before Christmas is probably one of my least favorites. And okay, this is. The story's good, don't get me wrong. I do not like claymation. It is one of those things that scares me. I do not like watching it. I can listen to it in the background. I do not like to watch claymation.
Learning so much about you today.
But if I'm gonna do Haunted Mansion at Disneyland, I love the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay.
That overlay is fantastic.
Don't understand my own head sometimes, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to like, how did you find just Disney on Disney
I just
Plus?
clicked Disney right here
See, that hasn't.
on the
Okay,
homepage.
let's reopen this and try this. See, there it goes. It didn't pop up the first time. I was like, what is going on? All right, Walt Disney Animation Studios.
Am I still sharing with you? I don't think I am.
Just your background.
Okay.
This is gonna get me some. I'm not. It's Sleeping Beauty. Like, and I know I'm gonna get hate from my best friend for this. I just. Again, it's
Boring.
one of those where, like, 50% of the movie is no lines whatsoever.
Yeah. Do you was Spirit a Disney movie?
I don't know if it was Spirit or if it was 20th Century. I don't know if it was Disney or 20th Century
Okay.
Fox.
But Spirit, if Spirit is Disney, that's probably my least favorite because again, there is no like there's no dialogue to it. There's like four words in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see.
It used to be, I almost like, if you had asked me 2 years ago, I would have said Hocus Pocus.
Really?
I absolutely hated Hocus Pocus. I thought it was completely overrated, but in the last few years, I have grown to enjoy Hocus Pocus. So.
It is DreamWorks.
Oh, I
So
wasn't even close.
that is not on my list. Sorry.
I'm like
But
looking to see if there's any others that I've seen that I'm like, eh, but no, I think that's it.
yeah.
I think I'm going with Sleeping Beauty for this one.
Fair enough. I think that's good. All right. Well, everyone got to know a little bit more about us today.
Right? Oh, it was
Even
fun.
we learned about stuff from each other. So
Exactly.
good stuff. All right. Anything else, Chris?
That's it today.
All right. Sounds good. As always, thank you for listening. Go ahead and give us those 5-star reviews on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We are DCP Anonymous Pod on Instagram. That's anonymous with an E on the end. And DCP Anonymous at gmail.com if you ever feel like you just want to send us some fan mail there. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Chris, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous with an E podcast. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week.